Well, folks, you know what that song means. That's Mr. Ken Pletcher, a wonderful contributor for Asopris Sun, as well as a volunteer proofreader. You are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Asopris Sun's weekly radio program, right here on KDNK, the best radio station in the world. And I am your host today, James Steindler. Hope you've gotten a chance to head on down to the nearest yellow newspaper bin to pick up a copy of this week's issue. It's a 24-pager, starting off with a picture of Tucker Ferris taking a picture of you right on the cover. And also, excitingly, we have the summer edition of Animal Rights. That's W-R-I-T-E-S, which is found as an insert in this week's Asopris Sun. You'll also be able to find Animal Rights periodically for the next few months, the summer issue, in various places throughout the valley. And so a big shout out to Jane Backrack, as well as Alyssa Omacht, for continuing the Animal Rights, for reviving it. It's volume 2, issue 2. Again, that's out at the stands. You can find it as the in the insert, as an insert in the Asopris Sun this week. Which, in fact, oh my goodness, is replacing a long-standing, or this week at least, replaced a long-standing standalone that we've had within the Asopris Sun, El Sol del Valle. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because you may have noticed once you open the Asopris Sun that El Sol del Valle, the insert, is not within it, which it has been for, 3 years. And so in the studio today, I'm here accompanied by my lovely co-host, Yesenia. How are you doing, Yesenia?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. It's good to have you back in the studio because it's been a few weeks.
Yes, it's nice to be back.
I know you went and toured CU because you may go to college there, and I'm looking forward to hearing about that experience.
Of course.
Perhaps you could share it with our readers with a column in the near future. No pressure.
I'll look
into it. Awesome. Sounds good. Well, it's so good to have you back on the show. And then we have our guests, I suppose, also co-workers. We have the editor of El Sol del Valle, Bianca Godina. How are you, Bianca?
Hello, hello. I'm doing pretty well myself.
Awesome. Well, it's so good to have you in the studio. It's been great working with you for the past few months. I know you and I don't get a whole lot of interaction, but nonetheless, just to see you work and the changes you've made at El Sol del Valle is really awesome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Totally. And we also have with us the lovely Margarita Alvarez, who is doing ad sales for El Sol del Valle and has been doing that for the standalone for quite a few months. How long have you been doing that?
Been a little bit over a year.
Yeah. That's great. Well, that's really exciting. And so let's go ahead and just start with both Bianca and Margarita, kind of, if you can introduce yourselves and tell listeners how you came into your position at El Sol del Valle. We'll start with you, Bianca.
Well, hello everyone. I am Bianca Godina, and I am the editor of El Sol del Valle as of 3 months now, 3 months and 1 week, actually.
And making some big waves already.
Yes. And funny enough, Margarita Alvarez was actually the one to tell me at a party, hey, if you want to apply, the position is coming up.
That's awesome.
And I did, not knowing what to, you know, what would come from it. I am a mom to a 10-month-old, so I wasn't expecting to even be working in the next, you know, couple of months after he turned 6 months, and here I am. It's a little bit. I have been living in the valley my whole life. I was born and raised. I just say the Roaring Fork Valley because I was born right. born in Glenwood. I was raised partly in Silt, then I lived 11 years in Carbondale, and I am back in Silt now, building my own family. So.
That's fantastic. Well, and thank you for taking, you know, some time away from motherhood, which is the most important thing, to do such an honorable thing for the Spanish-speaking community. That's equitable, just bringing news and information to the community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so lucky. And Margarita, we're also so lucky to have you. How did you come to join El Sol del Valle originally?
Well, that's actually a funny story, because I had only been back to Colorado and back in the Valley for about a week, because I was living in Philadelphia, and Vanessa, the last editor, she saw me and we had a great meeting together, and she was like, you need to work for El Sol del Valle. We really need someone that can speak Spanish and be able to relate the paper to the impact that we're trying to make. And yeah, I started and loved it and have been doing it ever since.
That's fantastic. Well, we're so lucky to have you both heading things at El Sol del Valle and taking so much ownership over it. And we'll get into that a little bit more. We've had a longstanding relationship between El Sol del Valle, the Soper Sun, and Aspen Daily News. Aspen Daily News has historically assumed distribution costs and paid for the designer as well for the standalone, as well as other expenses. So it's been a great partnership. But now El Sol del Valle is coming under completely the nonprofit umbrella of the Soper Sun. So it'll be distributed and designed and printed by the Soper Sun, paid for. We won't be printing it ourselves in the office. Shout out to Gypsum Printing Press for that. So I want to get a little bit into that. We could provide readers with some background. There is an article in English on our website that you could find, A New Soul Rises, which is the press release that went out to local media a few weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we wanted to highlight it this week because tomorrow is the first issue that is going to be printed in-house just by El Sol del Valle and Gypsum. And it's also changing a date because it has typically been delivered on Thursdays. And now we're going to Fridays. And I want to get into that. But first, shout out as well to Mr. Raleigh Burley, who set the Soper Sun on the path to develop El Sol del Valle. In fact, it wasn't too long after he had assumed his role as editor for the Soper Sun that he launched, that the paper launched El Sol del Valle. So, yeah, shout out to him. How's it working with Raleigh Burley?
Oh. I mean, what can I say? You know? He's been great. He's been a great mentor throughout this process because I was actually looking at the history of El Sol del Valle, funny enough, this week, trying to figure out just everything, all the details for a column that is coming out in El Sol del Valle from that I wrote. And so it started March 3rd of 2021 as an insert in the Soper Sun. And I was looking at actually the very first one was 2 pages. And then the week after it turned into a 4-pager insert. And then in January, on January 27th of 2022, it came into that collaboration with Aspen Daily News. And it's been 2 years, you know, that it's been working that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, tomorrow is going to be our first issue. Not to toot my own horn, but it looks great.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's amazing. We actually sent it to press at 1 p.m. today, so awesome. It's exciting. I hope all of you are able to pick it up. It will be distributed in all of the locations that it was distributed before as a standalone. So it's about 40 locations throughout the valley. 40 plus, because we will be adding Parachute.
Bravo. Yeah,
so cool. We were only distributing from Aspen to Rifle, and now we are distributing from Aspen to Parachute. So
that's so awesome. And there is a list also of where El Sol del Valle would typically be, right at the centerfold of this week's Soper Sun. There's a 2-page spread. If you remove the insert of animal rights, you'll see a spread in both English and Spanish that lists those different places where you could actually pick up El Sol del Valle, the standalone. So that's helpful as well. Also have some information. We're going to get to this at the end. We want to talk about the relaunch party, which will be this weekend, Saturday, the 20th at 4 p.m. at the Glenwood Springs Library, which is sure to be a good time. So, just to kind of give some context, and you just hit on it, Bianca, I'm just going to reinforce it a little bit just by quoting the press release from a couple weeks ago. El Sol del Valle began in March of 2021, as Bianca just said, as an insert within the Soper Sun. By January 2022, a partnership blossomed with Aspen Daily News, whereby a standalone product was developed. It goes on that the initial partnership grew larger into a larger regional collaboration. In 2022, with the support of Colorado Media Project Grant and Audience Research, Colorado News Collaborative, also known as CoLab, Sylvia Solis with CoLab, helped 8 media organizations join forces and select El Sol del Valle as their collective vehicle for serving the Roaring Fork Valley's Spanish-speaking residents. Those wonderful news organizations that are putting not just, you know, interests of necessarily economic interests, right? They're putting forth the interests of this service, this important service to provide to monolingual Spanish speakers. And that is, God, sorry, guys, Aspen Daily News. That is Aspen Daily News. That is Aspen Journalism, Aspen Public Radio, Aspen Times, Glenwood Springs Post and Independent, KDNK, Radio La Tricolor, mm-hmm. And of course the Soper's Sun. Bianca and Margarita, if you'd like to speak to this as well, but what is it like to be in the unique position of collaborating with these media partners on a regular basis?
It's been an interesting part of my job personally as the editor, trying to figure out how to best just work with everyone and how to bring forward that collaboration and let the community know that it is not just El Sol del Valle alone. If we were not backed up by these huge just media overall, from newspaper to radio, we wouldn't be able to exist, to be honest. That's just the reality of it. And taking into consideration that El Sol del Valle is one of the first local newspapers that has stuck around for 3 years now, mm-hmm. We need that collaboration. So we have, for example, Aspen Public Radio, Glenwood Post Independent are two of the main collaborators that we work with on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Aspen Public Radio sends us a translated article from their articles that they work on for their website, and they are wonderful articles. They are articles that
they do a really great
touch
job
on really important just issues and subjects. And Glamour Post Independent, well, what can I say? They are one of the biggest supporters that I've had personally as the editor, trying to figure out, you know, more content that is original to El Sol del Valle. But in the meantime, while we're able to actually have more reporters on the team, and I've gotten busy now with the whole change this past month, and I haven't been able to write anything myself. So being able to be backed up by such amazing newspapers is just awesome.
Yeah, it's so neat. And like you said, and with the Soper Sun, it's kind of like, it's cool because we have so many different reporters and freelancers, so it has that kind of increased perspective. But how cool it is to work with various news agencies of different calibers and different areas of interest, perhaps. So that's really cool.
And I think it will be a really great it will be awesome to actually have an extra day from the Soper Sun, because we would go to press on the same day and we were all just going crazy that day.
Right, yeah.
So now we have that extra cushion of it's half a day. You know, we're going to press on Thursdays at 1, but it's half a day. You know, at the end of the day, it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
So if you are a regular El Sol del Valle reader, do not worry. The paper is coming. Yeah, we know that it didn't hit the stands today, but it will be there tomorrow morning, and expect that for the going forward, that it will be printed and on the stands by Friday morning. I'm not going to get to all of the questions, but I want to just recognize that there was an advisory council that was created that gave some insight and also encouraged just having the standalone and not the insert, is that, and it's a Latino advisory council representing seven different countries, have, sorry, there's some communication, some unspoken communication going on. Is the advisory council still meeting, and how has that gone, and how has it influenced kind of or guided Elsa?
I can take this one.
Thank you, Margarita.
Yeah, when the Latino Advisory Board started was with the intention of being able to capture more insight and voices from leaders in the community that are also Latinos and represent different countries in Latin America. And they've been extremely helpful, I think, in so many capacities. And we started with the introductory meeting, and we kind of had a really passionate conversation of all the needs and how El Sol del Valle can really establish itself as a resource for the Latino community here. And we all recognize that there is a news desert for the Spanish speakers. And everybody was flooded with ideas, and I think from then on there was like such energy where we were like, okay, we have this resource and there are a few changes that we would like to make, and the advisory board was pivotal for that. Like, we added more involvement of the community by adding ¿Qué pasó la semana pasada?, which is what happened last week, and we're now including pictures of the community that are sharing with us through WhatsApp. And
awesome.
We are now meeting once a month is the intention, but this last month we definitely met more than
about three times.
Yeah.
To try and get the event going.
Yeah, and they've been so helpful. Even like you will see that there's going to be a different flag on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
They were very involved in that collaboration, and then it's a group of really amazing people.
And I would like to clarify that initiative began by Raleigh Burley and Margarita Alvarez.
Fantastic.
They were the ones that kind of took that on before I even existed in El Son del Valle.
Okay.
And it was easy to, you know, once I became the editor, it was easy to bring all of them together and say, hey, these are the big ideas that Margarita and I have for both the editorial portion and the ads, because even they helped us out to figure out our coupons, which are usually on page 7, mm-hmm. I believe. They've been crucial in this whole process, at least for myself and in my 3 months here. It's been a really great support to have during this time.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And it's so important just to have that think tank and just that insight from the community. So shout out to you, Margarita and Tugali, for making that happen and getting the Latino Advisory Board together to help guide El Sol del Valle. So I want to move through a couple more questions. The process has changed a bit. Rather than going to press on Thursday or Wednesdays, you're going to press on Thursdays and hitting the stands Fridays. Have the processes changed much otherwise compared to before?
Thankfully, through this switcheroo, we were able to maintain the team that had started supporting El Sol del Valle,
awesome.
Which is so awesome. Diane has been incredible. She's helped a lot with the production portion of it all. And the Perez family, who is the family that takes charge of the distribution, we've been able to keep them also because they've established such strong connections and relationships with the places that we're distributing to. Mm-hmm. And so if it weren't for them, this would be a really much more challenging transition. And so, no changes.
Other than that, it's been, I mean, smooth is not the word because it has been smooth at all, but
a lot of work.
It's been easier than it might have if it wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's so cool. And it's so neat that you can continue to work with those folks who are getting out the paper as well for Aspen Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are taking their time. So shout out to the Perez family as well as Diane, who is, what's Diane's last
name? Amston,
who's still doing the layout for the standalone. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
She's the one that made this week's look amazing. Yeah, the cover has talented. Changed and...
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen it.
Que Paso is super colorful.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Oh, we have press releases now on page 11 too, so... There's a lot. I guess during the process, we've been able to actually change a couple of things within mm-hmm. the actual newspaper and add, you know, little details. We do have, starting this week, you'll find at the end of each article that is not El Sol del Valle original, you will be able to actually find the logo for each partner, for each collaborator. So, under, you know, the I think it's the fourth page, you'll be able to see the Sober Sons logo, okay. And then Post Independent, Aspen Public Radio. So
very cool. Well, we only have a few more minutes left, so I do want to talk a bit about the party, and also there is a new logo. Is it official, or is there going to be a change up going forward?
So we have a new logo. It does look different than the last one, but it is not our definite logo. We are calling it our blank slate. It's our opportunity for our community to actually fill it with color in the next couple of months. The goal is 3 months from now to actually have a fully original final logo. And the idea is to actually bring it to the community and ask artists and designers and everyone that is interested in the community to actually send their ideas. We will be talking more about that in the next couple of weeks, actually finalizing the idea, finalizing the process around how that's going to look. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now the logo that you guys will be seeing is new. But it is fairly naked, like we called it a couple days ago. It is, you know, it's in the raw. It's in its first stages, if you want to call it that way. But the idea is to bring it back to the community and to say, hey, what do you guys want it to look like? What should it portray? How does the Latino community look like in on a flag on a newspaper for our Latino newspaper, a local newspaper in Spanish. So
I think that's awesome, and it goes again to just like that participation with the community, and that's such an important element of a newspaper. So I commend both of you for increasing that participation and also crowdsourcing for the logo itself. I think Yesenia has a question.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to ask about the party on Saturday. Who will be there, who is invited, and what does the agenda look like?
To start off, everybody is invited. Come, come celebrate, come get informed, come eat really delicious food. We're going to have a series of restaurants there, and we'll have Salvadorian cuisine, we'll have Argentinian cuisine, we'll have Mexican cuisine, we'll have desserts and just... pastries and fruit, and come enjoy. We'll have live music. It'll be really awesome. So everybody is invited.
Awesome. Who's performing? Do we know?
We have
it's a DJ. You may know him. He plays at La Raza sometimes, and he plays at El Bodegón sometimes. His name is DJ Taj, and
awesome.
Yeah,
it's T-A-J.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
and
cool.
he's awesome. He's super talented, and so we're really happy that he was able to make some time to play for us this weekend.
Yeah, and we will have a couple organizations, about 8 or 9 if I'm not forgetting, but it'll be organizations that have been involved with El Sol del Valle from the get-go, that have supported, or we have supported them, and we've partnered with them, just to add that interactiveness with the community. Okay. It won't just be, you know, a normal booth and information. Each booth, the intention is that each booth is going to have some sort of activity. There is going to be cotton candy in one of the booths, and just a variety of everything. So yeah, and I guess we will have bingo, we will have lotería, and in there there will be chances to win a couple, just little prizes, little things. And from 7 to 8, we will be having a dance party that we will pick up the tables and
just... I'm excited.
Yeah, and that actually came from the Latino Advisory Board. So shout out to them for that idea. So,
and also shout out, we couldn't have done this event without them.
Yeah.
The Latino Advisory Board for SDB has been so supportive when it came to event planning and...
But 100%, everyone is invited. Spanish speaking, non-Spanish speaking, learning Spanish, not fluent in Spanish, completely fluent in Spanish. Whoever is interested in coming to learn more about El Sol del Valle and just interact with us. The intention is for the Perez family, for us to be there. I'm hoping Diane is able to make it, but every single little piece of our team will be there. So.
That's fantastic. So everyone is invited. Come out to the Glenwood Springs Library at 4 p.m. this Saturday. Celebrate this relaunch of El Sol del Valle. If you are curious and want to catch up a little bit more, because this radio show is quick, there's a lot to it. There is a press release on our website, soprasun.com. You could search from there, A New Soul Rises, and you will find a detailed press release. Bianca, Margarita, thank you. I just looked at you guys upsetly, but thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a true pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for serving the Latino community.
Thank you. Yeah. It's our pleasure.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.